Merci, merci.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for giving me the floor. As this is the first time that I'm taking the floor here, I would like to commend you on your appointment as chair on behalf of the Japanese Academy, which has come here to contribute to the discussions on laws here in Geneva. Mr. Chairman, the Convention on Conventional Weapons expanded the scope of application by a technique that is called the method of the legal framework. That is, with the adoption of additional protocols in case of need, such as Protocol 4. And that is how we've ended up here for these fruitful discussions that we're having during a week at the end of March. In this context, if you'll allow me, I would like to draw your attention to a legal pitfall in the case of adoption of a protocol which would be legally binding. Mr. Chairman, as a legally binding document, we would, in the end, need to ratify the protocol in line with the Japanese Constitution in our country. And at the same time, we would need to transpose a law which bans, for example, use, production, and so on of a weapon system, as contained in an article dedicated to a fundamental obligation created by a future protocol on laws. Unfortunately, at this stage, there are still many keywords which lack clarity for a draft law which makes mandatory the ban and the punishment in case of violation of an obligation which is supposed to stem from an international obligation according to an agreement reached by the high contracting parties. This is one of the reasons that we do not agree with the protocol option for the moment, and our preference would be a political statement, the political statement proposed by France and Germany, for instance, or a relevant non-legally binding document. However, Mr. Chairman, I think that in the future, when the discussions on laws will be more mature, we can consider the possibility of a protocol or a legally binding document. In this case, we could mention one of the important principles in the area of criminal law, which is nulla poena sine lege. And this obliges us to respect, in the case of transposition of an international obligation, to include this in a draft law in line with the Japanese Constitution and the CCW. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.